Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme for this program will be the Age of Aquarius. And I'm going to begin with excerpts from Benjamin Creme's book titled The Great Approach, in which he describes the nature of the Aquarian Age. Most people know that we are entering a new era, a new cosmic cycle, the Age of Aquarius. This is not some fanciful astrological prognostication thought up by New Age groups. It is a hard astronomical fact that you can verify by a visit to any observatory. It is the result of the movement of our solar system around the heavens in relation to the constellations of the zodiac. This journey takes about 25,000 to 26,000 years to complete, and approximately every 2,150 years, therefore, our sun comes into an alignment, an energetic relationship with each of the 12 constellations in turn. When our sun is in that alignment, we say we are in the age of that particular constellation. For the last 2,000 plus years, that relationship has been with the constellation Pisces. We have been in the Age of Pisces, which was inaugurated by Jesus in Palestine 2,000 years ago. All the close disciples of Jesus knew the true purpose of his mission was to inaugurate the Age of Pisces, set in motion the ideas and energies which, as humanity responded to them, would create the civilization which is now coming to an end. We are living at the end of the civilization of Pisces, at the very difficult transitional period between the Age of Pisces and the Age of Aquarius. The early Christian iconography has the fish as its symbol. This dominates the entire gospel story. It was common knowledge among the early Christians that the Age of Pisces was being inaugurated and they were in at the start, so to speak. The symbol of the fish is the age-old symbol for Pisces. The Age of Pisces has come to an end and the new age has begun. The energies of Pisces began to recede in the year 1625, and the energies of Aquarius began to come in and affect our planet in 1675. For the past over 300 plus years, we have been in the Age of Aquarius, responding each day a little more to these incoming energies, which have a very different effect on humanity from those of Pisces. We have responded to these energies of Pisces and have created the world we see with all its divisions. The world which is now fast fading as these energies recede, as the sun moves away from the sphere of influence of Pisces, and as the institutions, therefore, fall apart. They have become crystallized, bereft of energy, and so are crumbling away before our very eyes. This is very painful for many people because it leaves them insecure. All that they have held dear throughout their lives is slipping away. They feel that the world is turning upside down, that they have no real place in it, that the political and economic certainties on which they have relied from infancy no longer have meaning. The institutions are barely discernible as those in which they could believe for so long. These people make up the conservative and reactionary forces in the world. They hold on to the old, resisting change with all their might, not because they are evil, but because they love the past. The younger members of society are inevitably responding more to the new Aquarian energies, which daily are mounting in potency. The energy of Pisces and the energy of Aquarius are now roughly equal, and that is our problem. If one or the other dominated, life would be simpler. Because of their equality of tension, they present humanity with major decisions. Do we hold on to the old, selfish, individualistic ways of the past with all the self-seeking and greed that represents? Or do we look for new ways to live and relate that will better express the quality of the incoming energy of Aquarius, which is synthesis? This is easier for younger people and much more difficult for those who are older and who, if they are in a favourable position in social life, like what life has given them so far and are fearful of losing it, so they resist change. The world is divided, therefore, into two groups. The conservative, reactionary groups holding on, fighting a last-ditch stand against change, and the newer, younger, progressive groups responding more to the quality and energy of Aquarius. That confrontation can be seen in political, economic, religious, and social spheres in every country of the world. It leaves humanity with great decisions to make, because the world is in a very perilous state. Politically, there are enormous tensions that could devastate the world, erupt into nuclear war, and destroy all life on the planet, which we can now do many times over. Economically, there are structures which are so unjust and negative in their effects on the majority of people that we should be rid of them immediately. Religiously, there are oppositions and confrontations which belie the fact that all religions stem from the same spiritual source, the masters of wisdom and the lords of compassion, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. This group of perfected men has stood behind the scenes of life from the earliest time and beneficently guided, protected, and stimulated humanity in its long evolutionary journey from early animal man and woman up to the present time. Sometimes they have worked more openly, but for the last 98,000 years, with very few exceptions, they have lived in the remote mountain and desert areas of the world, such as the Himalayas, the Andes, the Rockies, the Cascades, the Carpathians, the Urals, the Atlas and the Gobi, and other deserts. From these mountain and desert areas, working mainly through their disciples, men and women in the world, they have beneficently overseen our evolution. With a total, unconditional love and service which they alone can display, they have brought humanity to the readiness of a new revelation, a revelation about the nature of the reality in which we live, which we call God, and the resonance of that in ourselves. So we shall know more about the reality of divinity and our own divine nature. A tremendous revelation is about to be given to humanity by the only one who can do so, Maitreya. At the start of every new age, from the beginning of time, a teacher has come into the world to inaugurate the age, set in motion the ideas which would uplift and galvanize humanity, bringing it forward in its evolution and creating conditions in which this could be done. And I'm going to break actually with excerpts from this article by Benjamin Krem from his book, The Great Approach, and read now an article from his master titled From Pisces to Aquarius. Within the present era, there are many things which must be preserved, for we must not forget that the age of Pisces, now fast fading into history, has bequeathed to us much of value and worth. Of course, the great quality of individuality can be cited as the glory of Pisces, but there are other gifts owed to the Piscean experience of the last 2,000 years. A new and more potent idealism has enriched the hearts and minds of millions, thus causing the birth and spread of the world's great religions, with their essentially nourishing and civilizing thought. The urge to know, to travel and to trade flourished as never before, and a new world literally appeared to men's astonished eyes. Inevitably, early trade became greedy exploitation and annexation. Thus, as always, the empires grew and waxed rich and strong. Often the conquering heroes felt, wrongly but sometimes rightly, that they had a civilizing and enlightening mission, that the savages needed saving and the gold and spices were not the real reason for their presence far from home. This was indeed so in many cases. The urge to know and to apply that knowledge is evident in the work of Leonardo da Vinci, whose scientific explorations have led to the advance of modern medicine and even to modern aircraft and space exploration. All of this and more results from the Piscean experience. If individuality was Pisces' greatest gift, today, as we enter the new age of Aquarius, this misuse of that same individuality has become man's greatest danger and threat. Throughout the world, powerful individuals, governments, and institutions hold millions in thrall. In these circumstances, men have become pawns, held at ransom to the vagaries of the market. Institutions of all kinds, governments, banks, and corporations have reduced the shining individuality of their workers to passive obedience. Elsewhere, others starve and die in silence or slave for a daily pittance, while the rich add riches to their unholy hoard. This divisive norm is driving men to the edge of destruction and presents them with a historic choice: to continue thus and end forever man's sojourn on planet Earth, or to change direction completely. Already the signs are there that men have seen the danger and throughout the world are awakening to a new dawn. The shining light of Aquarius is entering their hearts and the cries of justice and freedom rise readily to their lips. This same justice through sharing will bring men out of their darkness and lift them onwards to their destined goal. Thus shall it be. That was published in the magazine in 2012. Returning to Benjamin Krem's article from the book The Great Approach, or at least excerpts from it, he carries on to say, "The energies of Pisces have given to humanity two great qualities. One is individuality. In the 2,000 years since Jesus's time, humanity has come out of the herd, become potent individuals in their own right. This is a tremendous step forward in evolution. Without individuality, which is the very nature of the soul, we are, after all, souls in incarnation, the distinctiveness of each individual cannot be expressed. The other quality is idealism or devotion to an ideal. However, it has been a very abstract type of devotion. It is not devotion or idealism that demanded the actual precipitation of the ideal onto the physical plane. If people are idealistic and can imagine something, they tend to believe that is all you need to do, that the ideal is then manifest in the world, but of course it is not. For example, the brotherhood of man has been an ideal for hundreds of years, but there is no brotherhood of man in the world today. It was mooted as an ideal in the French Revolution, equality, fraternity and liberty. But where is the true equality? Where the fraternity, the true liberty? They do not exist except as potent ideas in the mind of humanity. Now must be the time when these ideals are fixed in the world, actually grounded and anchored on the physical plane, through the political, economic and social changes which will bring them into being. Otherwise, there would be no future for the race. We would destroy ourselves. At this very moment, we are dashing headlong towards the edge of a precipice, which would mean the end of all life on this planet. I personally believe that this will not happen. But unless we change direction, we would, through the law of cause and effect, destroy all life, human and subhuman, on Earth. Very shortly, we will be faced by Maitreya with a choice. We are already faced with it, but the vast majority of people do not even consider it something to be taken seriously. The energies of Pisces have divided humanity because we have overemphasized the individuality that the Piscean experience has given us. Our idealism has been very narrow and self-directed, so we have become fanatical believers in our own ideal, whether democracy, fascism, or communism. Everyone believes that their ideal is given by God as a gift above all others. Likewise, nationalistic individuals believe their country is the best of all possible countries, God's gift to the world. These beliefs create the divisions and separations, the unnecessary antagonisms, the blinkers that people adopt to keep their eyes from seeing the values and qualities of other people. We have to live and interact with other people, and we can do it through cooperation or through competition. Maitreya, on the day of declaration, will present a short history of the world, our journey from the extraordinary level from which we have come to the degradation to which we have fallen. He will urge us to change, inspire us with a view of the future, a future like none that has ever been presented to the world, the most wonderful, beautiful and extraordinarily brilliant civilization that this earth has ever seen. That is the future for humanity in the Aquarian Age, which is now beginning. A world in which we will have energy for all our needs directly from the sun, which, with a developed aspect of genetic engineering, will provide us with the ability to create new organs. Instead of going to a hospital waiting for a transplant, which might or might not take, and dying in the meantime if there is no organ available, you will simply go into a clinic and after a few hours come out with a new heart, your own heart remade, your own kidneys or liver remade. In this way, people will live potently and with vitality much longer than they do today. With the sharing of the world's resources, all things become possible. Sharing creates trust. When there is trust among the nations, there will be peace among the nations. We've got time for a couple of short questions and answers. This one is from Maitreya's Mission Volume 1. What will be some of the attributes or characteristics of the Aquarian Age? The outstanding quality of the energy of Aquarius is synthesis. Hence, the result of its action will be a blending and fusing of the present divided and separate of humanity into a whole. A new sense of oneness with all creation will replace the present sense of separation. In the social and political sphere, this will demonstrate as brotherhood, justice and sharing. The present fear and confusion will give way to a new freedom and sense of meaning and purpose in life. It will be an age in which humanity, for the first time as a whole, realizes and manifests its inherent divinity. That's all we have time for, and thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.